Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everybody, this is producer Rich, and unfortunately, there's not going to be a new episode of It's a Thing this week. Everybody's traveling, just a crazy week for scheduling, so couldn't figure out when to record. We'll be back next week. Everything will settle down. Don't worry, life will return to normal, but we didn't want to leave you adrift, dear listener, so we're putting some of our bonus content into the main feed. This is the episode from February 22nd. I just realized that I picked the episode from my birthday. I didn't do that on purpose. It was just one of my favorite bonus episodes or bonus content stuff that we put together. It's called Welcome to Living with COVID. I just usually pick a non sequitur from something we discussed in the bonus content. If you're not familiar, this is available to our patrons at the $5 an episode or greater level at patreon.com/itsathing. So if you like what you hear and maybe you want to check out more of that, you can give that a try and get access to the full archive of wonderful It's a Thing bonus content. We put this out every week when we have a new episode. So if you want to check it out, check it out, I guess. I don't really have much of a follow-up to that. So, it's me, Molly, and Tom. You're probably more interested in the last two, kind of in the pre and post show from the episode, all kind of bundled together into a delicious, I guess this is the bread of the It's a Thing sandwich. It gets weird. Anyway, it should be fun. Enjoy it, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, team.
Hi, perfect comma user.
Yes.
What now?
We were just talking. Rich was like, I always put too many commas in. I'm like, that's the obvious opposite of me. I don't use enough. And I'm like, you know, who uses commas in the right amount?
Why? Well, I'm the baby bear of comma usage.
Just right.
Man, I make that baby bear joke all the time and no one ever gets it.
Really?
What? I know.
So sad.
I know.
I've heard it say you're the Goldilocks of.
Yes.
Which to me is beside that. It's like Goldilocks is stealing the baby bears, which is Goldilocks the ideal. Is
the, yeah. She's the experimenter, not the, yeah. Not the result.
Baby bear's the tastemaker. Goldilocks is just the audience for it.
Right. Yes. Boom.
Goldilocks stands baby bear.
Fuck. I'm just a mess. Oh, wait, hold on.
That's her bias. What could she say? <What's her
bias? laughs> Baby bear's Goldilocks bias.
Oh my God. I see folks. Where. Yeah. And there you have it, folks. That's what we're about.
That's right. It's all three bears.
It's all three bears.
Finally, it makes it into the show. I'm watching Molly paste things in real time. So.
Oh, okay. I thought.
I'm cheering like.
Like, yes. Whoa.
That would be amazing if we could turn the doc into a live stream and people are in the audience like cheering.
And they can just watch it happen.
What's
and then
we're going to do. What's oh, yes.
And then when we're like. Oh,
or you get a.
Do you like line seven or line six? Exactly. Like, oh,
if only we had a Google Wave to do that with.
Hey, guys, you know what's kind of a thing is Wordle.
What?
Never heard of it.
Huh?
We should look into that and probably talk about.
You think? Yeah.
That every week.
Hard pass.
Every week. I know. We need to have a segment. And now time for our Wordle check-in.
I did love just as I was like, where it was like 2 days in a row of being like, man, this is like, it seems like it's getting harder. And then there's like it was almost like Tom wrote, it's like, no, the New York Times did not make Wordle harder. Please stop freaking out. This word list is set.
Really?
Where did I write that?
Mm-mm. No, like the Verge had a piece, but it was like, it was with your level of. Everybody, let's just be rational and actually look at facts.
They headlined it. No, the New York Times is not making Wordle harder.
I don't think so.
Well, basically what The Verge did is they looked at the lists and they said they took out some words, but they didn't change any words. So these are the words that you would have gotten anyway, even if they had never bought the program.
Yes.
Hmm. I think they front loaded all the hard words in advance of the paywall.
The Verge disagrees with you, but what do they know?
Yeah. It feels right.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels right. They don't know anything.
Truth is a feeling. If Stephen Colbert taught us anything, he taught us that.
It's truthiness.
Evidently, wealth is a feeling too. I was reading about some of Donald Trump's past depositions vis-a-vis his self-declared wealth, and he was like, "It just fluctuates hour to hour, like minute to minute. Sometimes it's balanced. Yeah. Sometimes it's just how I'm feeling. It's how I feel. Yeah. It's my feelings." Yeah.
Well, in my mid-20s, my wealth was also like that.
Yes, exactly.
It was like, is rent today? My wealth has fluctuated wildly.
Yeah. And I've been, you know, working on my credit ever since. Yes, exactly.
I've never felt the one end as much as the other end, though, for some reason.
I know. Somehow, I'm just, you know, I need to start telling myself more on the inside that I'm a billionaire. Mm-hmm. Me, I'm a billionaire. I mean, can you imagine? Like, just, you know, go saying it.
Just feel more billionaire.
Then the universe will direct billionaire back at you.
And then
Molly.
You shall be.
Yeah.
That's apparent. I mean, I don't know. Apparently, I didn't read that book, The Secret, but I think we just summed it up.
Pretty much. But now we need to re-explain it.
Of the book, The Secret.
We need to explain it with clunky metaphors for 400 pages.
Exactly.
Someday I'll cash in on that, make a self-help book that doesn't do anything but sells money.
Feelings.
I just want like a nihilist version of The Secret. That'd be great. Just like, here's The Secret, but it doesn't matter. Nothing means anything. Goodbye.
Man, there are so many requests for this article that I put in to back up my... I use Disconnect, you know, the browser extension. Oh, okay. And this article that I've linked to on line six.
Yeah.
Has so many ad calls that the content is not even visible.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Disconnect has blocked literally every photo. And I'm like, well, I kind of want to look at this, but I also feel safe.
Let me go into Chrome and see, see what happens.
There's a couple sites where I'm just like, I have to turn off Privacy Badger because I was like, otherwise this doesn't work.
Chrome is I don't use Chrome for a whole lot of things. So it's my, let's see what the web really looks like browser. Everything is off.
It
doesn't look
show.
Bad. It's not like you can read the content.
You can just only read the words.
A lot of ads.
I don't see any of them. And as a result, I don't even see the tweets. Like, I see nothing. There are no images in this.
Yeah, I think probably a lot of those calls are the tweets.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And there's would you like to get a Mashable Best of the Web in your inbox?
I'm rolling now, by the way. Yeah. And then some ads on the side.
And then there's like
bless America.
Dozens of ads. There's like an ad every page scroll.
Yes. In fact, there are 20 advertising requests on this page, according to my little Disconnect
dashboard.
May
have been deleted. Mm-hmm.
And I only got 12 trackers on Privacy Badger. Huh. Wow. Weird.
So it's literally just all ads.
It's almost readable.
Although it does break.
Blocking on.
It does break all the tweets in mine as well.
Yeah. All the tweets are broken. Fascinating. All right. I guess I'm going to unblock sites.
Also, all the tweets are broken is the name of my tech memoir. Coming up.
All the tweets are broken.
The tweets broken.
Okay, so
truck won't sell to Carvana.
Now I unblocked it and went from 20 advertising requests blocked to 172 requests.
Up tap.
Oh. What a bunch of bullshit. God, the internet is ruined. And the tweets still aren't loading. Okay.
Here's the thing, Molly. The internet's not ruined. You're just not an advertiser. Think about it.
Think it over.
The internet's perfectly fine, Molly. You're just using it wrong.
Apparently.
I have a sandbox. Apparently. I need to sell you.
Molly. Anyway. You
know, the internet is aging. I think that's a story that somebody needs to write.
Badly.
The internet, like the infrastructure of the internet is aging to the point where like we're just getting weird things like that version 100.
Oh, yeah. Issue. That's great. Like,
oh, man, we just didn't really think the internet would stick around that long.
Like, we didn't think they'd iterate. That gets into a whole thing where like Firefox was on like version 2 for 6 years, like because they changed how they numbered it. Like, oh, God.
This is like somebody who bought a house new And then 20 years later, things go wrong and they're like, wait, I have to maintain the house?
Right. I didn't really.
It's a bum deal.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Or you bought a house 4 years ago.
You're right. The internet is an overgrown garden by someone who has lost interest in gardening.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's in need of a hip replacement.
Internet is a fixer upper.
It is a fixer. Possibly a teardown.
Might be. Internet's got gout. Sorry.
Internet's new construction got internet gout. I could get.
Oh no.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm still searching for validation, but you know what? I don't have to.
Molly, was there any delicious breakfast on tap this morning? Or is it pre-breakfast time for you still?
It is not. It's not pre-breakfast. Unfortunately, it is not a boyfriend weekend. So I just had to heat up my own leftover chow mein, put an egg on top.
Delicious. Delicious. Which was
very satisfying. Yeah. It was so salty that I'm puffing up like a bloated tick already. But
is not, you know, it doesn't have to be eggs and bacon. It can be chow mein. That's perfect.
Breakfast is every food that I had the night before with an egg on top.
That sounds about right.
The first time I had the breakfast buffet in Japan, I was my eyes were open to what breakfast could be. Like you can have fish and rice and
all
kinds of cool stuff. Mm-hmm.
And it's so delightful.
Yeah.
I felt the same way in I'm like all about Dutch breakfast.
Oh yeah.
When I was in the Netherlands, I was like, oh, it's like some ham, some cheese, maybe some little pieces of bread, and then like a soft boiled egg. I'm like, yes, this is perfect.
And you pay for your own portion.
I mean, kimchi fried rice at Porter. That's the being Dutch. Yes.
I had the most American with an breakfast. Egg in it. I went out and I had steak and eggs for breakfast.
Oh my God, look at you.
Eggs. Love a steak and egg.
That's fun because Sunday.
At like a family restaurant, it was nice.
Oh, that's so exciting. You guys, I had a manicure the other day with no mask on.
What?
I know, it's totally happening. It's so freaking great.
So I got in trouble for saying post-pandemic yesterday on Twitter, and kind of rightly so, because I was using it too loosely. Living with COVID is my new phrase. That is a living with COVID moment.
You have a really fussy audience, Tom.
And my audience is the internet, Molly.
How about in situ endemic?
Well trained as well trained in pedantry.
The problem is going too narrow gets you the like, well, but so just like living with COVID is what we're
this perfect
is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean that's
100%. And that's part of our new It's a Thing series.
Living with COVID. And we need some soft music. In my own mind, I just did a blur screen on my own face.
You turned the camera.
And I have like big clip-on earrings right now. You can't see it, but I have big clip-on earrings and like a grandma perm. That's it. That's the music. Living with COVID.
In these trying times, it may seem tempting to think back to a time before March 2020, but we're living with COVID. And when you're living with COVID, living is the key part. Life doesn't stop. And so what we're here today to tell you is that there are still things out there, things that need your attention, things that need your judgment, perhaps even your approbation. Welcome to It's a Thing.
COVID doesn't pay rent. It doesn't do the dishes. And yet, we're still living with COVID.
In our 8-part special, available for just $19.99 per month, we'll show you how to live with COVID with such things as indoor gatherings, manicures with no mask on, integrating yourself into society without fear of those around you. Call now and we'll send you a pamphlet, a packet of lifesavers, and a selfie stick.
Living with COVID, it can happen to you.
The Center for Disease Control is not certified living with COVID program for any use other than for entertainment purposes.
Kent and Zoe are like, I think we forgot to clap.
That was not the show. No, that was just literally our improv skills in progress.
But also, should it be the show?
But should it be the show, though? Are we done now?
I think that's the show.
We'll see you next week. Thanks.
Okay, well, bye.
Damn it.
I mean, that's the thingiest thing that's thinging right now. So right. Peace out. Oh, bravo. Yeah, that needs to be really, I think that is a separate piece of audio that we may have to put on.
That's only going to be the bonus show, content. Right? After no other bonus content.
After we've windowed it for the patrons.
Yeah.
We'll give them an exclusive window of like a week and then snip it out. Holy
Here's what you're
crap.
Missing if you're not getting the bonus show.
You know what? That's not
that's
a bad
the best
piece
ad. That's the best ad we've ever done for all kinds of things.
Seriously. Now I'm so mad I laughed during it. I want to clean.
Like, so he's like, I just wanted to clap. I just
Zoe, thank
I
you.
Just was waiting for that.
Yes, also we probably should get the show started. So
okay. Yeah, let's
clap it up in 3, 2, 1.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. And now if we can all be silent for 30 seconds, I need to get some room tone. Just get that on the track. Okay, we're good. There we go.
You weren't so.
Got that.
You don't know how real that. I just had a flashback. Okay.
Yeah, right. Here comes La Musica in 3, 2. You totally did read the bass text for the shout out, which I thought made it work better. I was like, oh, now I get it.
It kind of does, actually. Yeah, I know. I didn't really realize that I had. And then I was like, oh, this is actually really helpful because it helps me read the thing.
Because when I was reading the thing, I was like, oh, that's what she. Okay. Yeah. No. This
okay.
All makes sense
I'm getting
now.
It. I'm getting it. I know. Totally. Oh,
it implicitly represents order 3. You're right.
Oh, right.
Okay, right.
I know. Did we accidentally come up with vote in the Discord? Do you think that there should be some base text before we jump into the shout outs, or is it just more fun to try to figure it out?
I can provide the rationale for why I came to the Coxeter-Dinkin diagram, if you would like.
Please do, yes, because...
I was looking up, there's a... My son Max loves shapes, and so there's a shape song where they go through like the standard stuff. It's like, okay, hexagon, I get that. But then they start getting into like nonagon, dodecagon, stuff like... And so I was like... And then he was asking me to draw them. I'm like, I don't know how to do a nine-sided shape. Like, I mean, yes, I know there are nine sides, but like... I was looking up the template for that. And then I was like, what is this weird? This is a shout out for sure. Oh, lovely.
You're like, I have you're it. Like,
wait a minute. This is a shout out. I'm experiencing a shout out.
Ken 13, I will include footnotes in with the show posts going forward.
Perfect. Yeah, yes. Yeah. And then we can compare.
I'm Ken 13, I'm not doing that. I'm not putting footnotes.
Citations, references.
No footnotes. No citations.
What is the one in parenthetical annotation or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're doing APA style, sure.
Yeah. Which I insist on.
Yeah, because then we'd have to decide on a style guide. Are we Chicago, APA, you know?
Get that Chicago garbage out of my face.
Whoa, we have a partisan.
Damn.
I stand with the press.
I was raised AP style. But I'm not a partisan.
Okay. Well, I am.
Right?
And I'll be damned if some filthy Chicago grammatical styles show up in my show notes.
I'm gonna say something a little shocking right now, and it's not about AP or Chicago style.
Oh, sorry.
I did an image search on Saint Berdoodle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're the cutest doodle.
So
write us in feedback.
I think what this means is that Cosmo is the cute
Cosmo.
Dog,
yes.
Not the breed. Cosmo has surpassed Cosmo's breed.
He's the most exceptional Saint Bernard Berdoodle.
I'm trying to say Cosmo is the bestest little dog ever.
I think
it varies. There seems to be a spectrum.
Saying you're the bestest little dog ever doesn't leave out any other dog. That's just in right. The moment, right.
Write us at flame war at itsathing.me.
They look very stuffed animally, but not the cutest. I will agree.
It's not the cutest. Like the face is real sloppy, you know, like a Saint Bernard.
Clean up that face, you Berdoodle. Come on.
You sloppy bastard.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Like a Saint Bernard is so cute.
Yeah.
This is like the Chicago style of doodles. it personally disgusts me and I won't have it. I'm just kidding. I love all your doodles.
All your doodles.
Oh, God's doodles.
Oh, wow. But then like this one's got like the roomy eyes. Like that's not my favorite noodle.
That's with an H, right? Yeah, because that ain't good.
Yeah. Roomy.
I like a chihuahua doodle. That's my favorite.
Is that a thing? Hold on.
I'm sure it is.
Chihuahua doodle. I mean, seriously, you should have seen that lady. Like, she was not
okay.
Happy.
Because no, wait, it's just the 16th person who said that to her, right? And she's like, done with it. Yeah.
Ew.
And she's like, I paid $9,000 for the Obama dog. Don't be calling it a doodle.
Not a doodle.
Don't Google chihuahua poodle. Do not.
Okay.
It doesn't end well.
Got it.
Abort.
Although.
There's like a devil picture and I can't unsee it.
What is this?
Can't.
Exactly.
This picture. But look at that.
That thing is, that's just like an Ewok.
There's people eyes in that though.
I know it has the most people eyes.
The one you put in there, Rich. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
All day.
It's terrifying.
The one
I did have a neighbor growing up that had
cute. It's like a chicken nugget,
a Great Dane Chihuahua mix. And it was, that dog was all confused.
Why is it looking at me? I have to put the Discord window away.
I know it is upsetting. Delete it.
What, post it again? Is that what I heard?
Over and over and over.
Yeah.
My
spam us with it. Get banned.
My ex husband and his wife, AKA my pod/besties, uh-huh. they have a Shih Tzu, and you don't like the Shih Tzu's, like their eyes are usually covered. But when you move that dog's hair away from its eyes, it is this, it's absolutely freaking terrifying human eyes. Really. It's so upsetting.
You need to get little sunglasses so you don't have to look at its eyes.
That's really funny. Yes. Exactly, Joe. I posted Chai Doodle at the beginning of the night and Rich posted the end of the night. Look, when it's just like that Chai Doodle is hard.
How it's going.
Yeah. That's February 2020. And
that dog is hard now. He's lived every day twice. Oh my god, I do kind of love Sunday morning show, not even gonna lie. I feel so like relaxed and like I have all the time in the world.
The coffee version of it's a thing.
It's really delightful.
We're the
well for some of us have moved on to our LaCroix portion of the day, but
touche. It's practically it's practically tequila hour.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna go get some food in K-Town and then maybe go to the LACMA.
That's a good day.
LACMA, what's the LACMA? Art museum.
Yeah,
fun.
Sounds very culturally enriching.
It really does. I know. I'm gonna take the dogs to the pet store where they can have both a bath and some new toys.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm test driving cars. Cancel my Tesla lease.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Gotta get that Polestar.
I think I'm gonna drive the Polestar.
Yeah,
I'm not saying not to.
I know. I think I'm gonna check it out. It's Volvo, right? Or like they're the same company or whatever.
Suzuki Samurai might be in your future.
Yeah,
It's funny because the Polestar doesn't look unlike a Suzuki Samurai.
You should get a Nissan POW. Thank me later. It's probably illegal to drive in the U.S.
Okay.
Thank me later. Well, since you brought it up on the show, for my birthday on Tuesday, which, by the way, also related to 222, this is show 202 on recording on 2/20/22.
Wow.
I just need to point that out. It was weird.
And you're going to be 22 years old.
I am. That's
so crazy.
I'm going to have Long Island iced tea. It'll be great. It's like a shitty 20s drink.
Yeah, that is the go-to. I turned 21. Get him a Long Island iced tea.
It's like, it has all the boozes. What could be bad about it? Oh, wait.
Oh, I'm at the hospital.
Yeah. I can't remember the night. Yay. We are going to go out for brunch in the morning, then go to the Children's Museum with the kids, which is like the most, which is secretly like the adult, like fun museum.
Right.
And then we're going to go out for an Angelo's Pizza, which is my favorite pizza place.
Very
so,
nice.
Fun day. Fun day.
That's an amazing day. That's a really good birthday. That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Deuce is wild.
Me and Drew Barrymore celebrating.
Special one.
And Dr. J. Me and
Drew,
Dr. J.
Rhymes with two.
Nice one.
It's true. Two Barrymore. I don't know.
Two Barrymores are better than one. More wow. Barry Morris.
Wow.
Do they don't call it Barry Less?
So we're done here.
So time to go. Time to go. I mean, Joe, I wouldn't not take a Rivian. That truck is good looking.
App Porter knows where Angelo's Pizza is. This is freaking me out right now. I can't even deal with
everything.
This right now.
He knows everything.
It's crazy.
I kind of think and App Porter's the
I Angelo. Think he's the I was just gonna say, I think he's a bot that represents
He's
the singular, he's
all
the Discord
the
singularity.
Mm-hmm. He himself has organized all of the forget it, Google, you failed. At Porter has organized all the world's information.
Yeah, and is not evil at the same
time. At Porter, Joe's evil. Deli, thumbs up, thumbs down. You tell me right now. I need to know. This is my Ohio
you
knowledge.
Tell me.
Oh, is this the litmus test?
Yes. Stumped.
Oh, no.
If you're not a sandwich fan, I can get it, but it's okay.
He's faking it.
It's kind of an old person place anyway, but
he actually knows, but he doesn't want us to know he's Google.
This is true. That's why I use DuckDuckGo.
We
so App Porter will.
Yeah.
We were too close.
Fun times.
All right. Thanks you, everybody, for hanging out
Thanks,
in the Discord.
Guys. Happy weekend.
Have a good rest of your Sunday, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
And I'm stopping my recording.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.